Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine, and I'm here with Chris Austin, Chief Sales Officer of Explorer Journeys. We've had him on before. We're on again here at C-Trade. This is the 2024, and we're going to talk about the fact that Explorer Journeys is only 9 months old, yet it feels like a legacy brand. How did they do that here on Insider Travel Report? So how, I think I know the answer, but how is it that we feel like you've been around forever and it's only 9 months?
Well, we worked hard, let's say. You know, we signed up for an amazing opportunity to create from blank pieces of paper, Alan, a brand new brand. You know, who gets the opportunity to actually do that in their career? And not only me, but of course, a whole team. And we took the vision, the passion, the dream of our family owners, the Aponte Vargo family. Of course, we're headquartered in Geneva, in Switzerland, so we're a European brand, and we basically built a brand new ultra-luxury lifestyle ocean experience for travelers around the world.
It didn't hurt that the family had already a lot of experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. For anybody that is asking who the Aponte Vargo family are, they're actually the owners of the biggest shipping company in the world, MSC Group, that's the Mediterranean Shipping Company, and of course, very strong in cargo, number of passenger ferries, but then our sister brand, MSC Cruises, in the contemporary space. And now, Alan, of course, 9 months in operation, we have the ultra-luxury lifestyle Explorer Journeys.
That's a great little history and a soundbite. But now you have guests.
We do.
Which means you have comments.
Thank God.
And not yes, you have comments and you continually improve. So let's talk about what the comments were and what the changes are.
Well, I like how you just said we continue to improve, because the brand has been built through the art of listening. And to me, and of course everybody in our team, that means you have to have the art of taking action as well. So we have guests and paying guests and invited travel advisors. So we're getting feedback from a multitude of people. We're actually receiving great accolades. We're getting a very high net promoter score. And for anybody that doesn't know what that means, that's the propensity to recommend the brand to somebody else, to your friends or neighbors or something. And we have a very high NPS score. So we're really pleased about that. The feedback that our guests have is that they really do see that we've created a distinct brand in a category of one, that we are truly different. We are more of a resort at sea, a boutique hotel with a cosmopolitan vibe and feel. So we're not another classic traditional luxury cruise brand. Now, nothing wrong with classic traditional luxury cruise brands, because brands are created for different types of travelers, different types of guests. But we really have created a brand that has a unique proposition for travelers around the world.
So what is it that they're actually citing as what they love about the ship?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. So, of course, the key pillars of the brand, you know, a beautifully designed ship that is yacht-inspired. So note what I just said. A beautifully designed ship that's yacht-inspired. She's 63,000 tons, and that leans into the second pillar, which is space. So we actually went to Martin Francis, the world's number one maritime superyacht architect, and he, together with Fincantieri, the very finest Italian shipbuilders, designed and built our ship, our first ship, Explorer 1. She's been designed with an awful lot of space. Right behind me, the model of Explorer 1. An awful lot of space. We have the highest guest-to-space ratio actually in our category. We have the largest lead-in suites in the industry at 377 square feet. We've got large ocean penthouses, even larger ocean residences. We have numerous bars and lounges, in fact, 18 in total. We have 9 restaurants. We have over 10,000 square feet of wellness and spa, including an outdoor wellness area in partnership with Technogym. We have 4 swimming pools, multiple whirlpools. So space and choice, that's the third pillar. And as I just explained what guests are saying they love, you can see how choice comes in. And of course, who doesn't?
That's true luxury.
That is true luxury. Space and choice, and I agree with you completely, is a real luxury. Many, many people are saying to us that we have the finest culinary at sea as well. So we have a wonderful, wonderful leader in the culinary world, Franck Garangier, and his team, of course, and a wonderful team in our Geneva headquarters. And we have really curated 6 incredible restaurants for our guests. Now, the small, intimate spaces you have across the ship makes it very personable. You have no large dining. You dine when, with whom you want at any time on the ship. Reservations are taken in some of our restaurants, Otherwise, you just arrive. But you've got a wonderful choice from Fil Rouge, which is named actually after the red water line running around the water line, clearly, of the ship there. So that's a French international-inspired restaurant. You've got Med Yacht Club. That's a fusion of Mediterranean cuisines. Sakura, Pan-Asian. Marble & Co., a European steakhouse. You've got Anthology, which is where we have visiting Michelin star awarded chefs, celebrated chefs. And you've got the Emporium Marketplace, which it really actually is often the guest favorite, because you've got so much choice in the Emporium Marketplace. And of course, you can dine al fresco in several of our restaurants as well.
I was privileged enough to cover the partnership with Steinway. Yes. And visited their New York offices for a function. And so I know you have a number of them in every ship, and we're going to talk about the other ships, but right now, this one. Has entertainment evolved?
It has. And again, Steinway is a wonderful partnership. It was October last year, actually, when you went to the Steinway actual offices and their location, actually, in New York City. We're very proud of that partnership. We have three Steinway Spirio pianos on the ship. We actually have access to Steinway official artistes. And I tell you something, when you listen to a 24-year-old Steinway official artiste, it's incredible. Guests come down into the lobby, the heart of the ship. They listen to one of those Steinway pianists, and suddenly they're enjoying a cocktail and an impromptu sort of entertainment that wasn't prescribed. It was sort of spontaneous to them.
It definitely feels like a nostalgic throwback to a quieter, more sophisticated age at sea.
Thank you. I think elegance is certainly one of the sort of key sort of parts of the DNA of the brand as well. But we have evolved with entertainment. We have a beautiful Journeys Lounge. That's where you'll find in the evenings and entertainment for the right time and the right vibe. So we may have one of our resident artists performing. We may have one of our guest artists performing, but they'll be top quality vocalists, musicians, and you won't find the same team, the same artists performing in the same lounge night after night after night. We rotate across multiple lounges. Of course, the Journeys Lounge, the Astern Lounge are indoors, maybe even outside on deck, you know, especially if we're at anchor or in port in one of those wonderful Caribbean or Mediterranean locations that we visit.
This is not a cruise line where you go and you see a Broadway show. This is where you go and you see something a little more intimate.
We actually don't have Broadway shows. And that's because 20,000 travelers we surveyed actually said, give us something a little bit different. If we've got lots of brands to go to if we want a Broadway show. Yeah. But what we do have is, as I say, a really now an excellent quality of varied entertainment throughout the ship.
Okay. So let's talk about the schedule.
Yeah.
Are you on schedule? Are the new ships coming as we plan?
Yes, we've been operating for 9 months, Explorer 1. We're looking forward to the delivery of Explorer 2 this summer. She'll have a maiden journey, of course, in the Mediterranean in mid-August. And we'll have both ships in the Mediterranean offering 7, 8, 9-night journeys. What's really important for our travel advisors, our partners there, is if you've got guests who want to be taking a longer journey, then just combine the journeys. Add a 7 and a 7 and a 7. Mm-hmm. We don't repeat ports until probably 28 days later. And actually, there's value savings for any guest that combines multiple journeys as well. So it's always something to think about. But those shorter journeys, Alan, unlock the door to the working affluent. People who say, I've only got so much time, I want to do a luxury lifestyle experience, maybe combine it with 2 or 3 nights, even a week in a hotel or something. But if you've only got so much time, we are the brand for you. And we've found those beautiful, off the beaten track, and sometimes obviously beautiful marquee ports to take our guests to as well.
Now, I feel like we've made it clear to the travel advisors about the sophistication and the elegance, but it's a multi-gen product. And so let's not discourage the families and kids from going. So what do you have for the kids?
That's true. There's very few luxury brands on the ocean that have actually designed their product for families. So for families, we've got over 70 plus connecting suites that can give you a king size bed in one suite and 2 twins, you know, in the second suite. It can also give you the combination with a bathroom and the beautiful large walk-in European shower. We also have our Nautilus Club for our you know, young adults, as we like to call them. And I tell you something, some parents can't get the kids out of there, of course. They just love it, and they've got all the latest technology to enjoy. But for the adults, we've also got the Helios pool. That's an adult-only pool. So families, remember what I said earlier, we're owned by a family. Mm-hmm. So families are very, very welcome. And we've designed the ship and the guest experience thoughtfully so that actually families are well taken care of. You're not going to find, you know, crazy kids running around everywhere, because they'll be in the Nautilus Club. And of course, we'll also have destination experiences curated for families as well. So yeah, families very, very welcome.
Let's close out by talking to the travel advisors about the booking suite and what they should do to learn more and get involved.
I'm actually very pleased you mentioned the booking suite, because, you know, we've spent a lot of time and we had a lot of feedback from travel advisors on developing the booking suite, which is in the Travel Advisor Center. So if you're not registered, then make sure you register, traveladvisors@explorerjourneys.com. And then actually, you know, you can take a number of tutorials to understand how the booking suite works. You can obviously go into the knowledge suite and learn more about the brand. You can go into the marketing suite and download videos, photography. Nothing better than to send a video to a client to actually showcase Explorer Journeys as a brand new brand. You know, don't actually send them a picture of the ship, maybe, despite she's beautiful. Send a picture of that beautiful, beautiful lobby. Feels like a hotel, a boutique hotel. You'll have people saying to you, where is this? You know, so the booking suite means that you can obviously navigate that yourself. You can find availability, you can, you know, make an option, and of course you can deposit on a booking. The one thing, Alan, I'd love to say, and we're very happy to say this, we have space. We're a brand new brand, we should have space. Yes, I mean, I'd be a miracle worker if our ship was full, and my team would be miracle workers. But we have space, and that means for the travel advisor community, you can always think of us this summer for the Mediterranean or the Caribbean. You may not find the room that you want in a luxury hotel or resort, so think of Explorer Journeys. You may not find the suite category on another luxury brand that's traditional and classic. And by presenting us to your clients, something fresh, something new, something in a category of itself, of its own, and you'll probably find the space available. So we're an easy sell. We're joyful to do business with, Alan.
That's a great strategy. Thank you for sharing that. That's a good way to end, too.
Thank you.
Chris, thank you for talking.
You're very welcome. And thank you for all your support. We need it. We welcome it. And together, we'll have a great partnership.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.